Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
The HSE have issued a plea today that young people should delay drinking alcohol as late as possible to avoid long-term health risks, they say. And they're also advising parents not to provide young people with 0% alcohol alternatives. I'm joined now by Bobby Smith, who's an adolescent addiction psychiatrist with the HSE. Bobby, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good evening, Cormac.
It's a really clear message, I must say, from the HSE to parents especially, and let's start with that. Do not give your children alcohol for as long as possible.
Yeah, I guess that's increasingly what the science and evidence has been telling us over the last decade or so, that the earlier young people start drinking, the more risk they run into. And while maybe historically in Ireland there was perhaps a fashion for introducing children to alcohol in the hope that it might encourage responsible and sensible attitudes towards drinking, that just doesn't seem to be the case. That young people who are given alcohol by their parents seem to be the cohort who are more likely to give themselves permission to drink even more than their
Really, there's research to back that up now, Bobby. I'm surprised at that, because you would have thought, wouldn't you, that if a child is introduced, as you say, to a glass of wine or a glass of beer with a dinner on special occasions or whatever, and you're advising the child, be careful with this now, notice the effect it has on you, that they would grow up to become responsible drinkers. But you say no.
No, that's not what the evidence says. It's quite the opposite. It's not only that that strategy is ineffective, it seems to be completely counterproductive. And I suppose that's partly from international research, but there was also the winners of the Young Scientists from about 6 or 7 years ago, actually, showed that in a cohort of their peers. It was a study down in Cork that young people were given permission to drink just on special occasions. These were 15, 16-year-olds. They were the ones who actually drank in a higher risk manner than their peers who were not given that permission.
Isn't that almost everyone in this country?
It's funny, I've been talking to parents, I suppose, about this particular topic for about 14 or 15 years at this stage. And what has struck me, actually, is like more and more parents are buying into the message of not giving teenagers alcohol. Certainly at that age, 15, 16.
So. But my point is, a lot of people anyway, maybe not most, but a lot of people start drinking maybe behind their parents' back at 15 or 16 in this country.
Yeah, the unfortunate truth, Cormac, is that the average age for starting to drink in Ireland is about 15. And that has sort of slipped downwards, I suppose, in the past generation.
And what damage does that do, Bobby? What damage does that do if a child starts drinking at 15, from a psychiatrist's point of view now?
Yeah, I suppose it's also from a pure brain point of view. The brain is developing and changing right through adolescence. And alcohol is an unhelpful addition to that brain development. It can cause changes to how the brain develops. It can increase vulnerability to mental health problems. Acute intoxication effects on young people can leave them vulnerable to accidents and injury. We know alcohol is a significant contributor to self-harm behaviour, suicidal behaviour. There's really no upsides to it, unfortunately.
And those changes you mentioned to the adolescent brain, are they permanent changes, or are they a risk for as long as a child is taking a drink?
There's certainly evidence during the adolescent years. I suppose they haven't done the research studies looking at the longer-term follow-up. The general view would be that the changes we're seeing with alcohol and other substances, or the hope is that they're reversible, that is, if people, you know, cease drinking, that those changes can normalise. But the worry is that some of them may be bedded in for the long term.
Yeah. The problem here, though, is for an awful lot of people, it's do as I say, not as I do, because we have a drinking culture in Ireland, for good or for ill. And what are you proposing then? That parents tell children you're not allowed to drink until, what, 18, 20?
To be honest with you, the later the better. But I think in an Irish context, if you got to 18, you're doing pretty well, given that average is unfortunately 15. So I suppose with my own kids, I suppose that was the target age, you know.
Yeah. Well, the response then is, to hell with you, mom and dad. Everyone's doing it.
That might be their response, but then it's up to mom and dad to have rules and expectations that they stick with, and there should be some consequence there when young people fall short of those expectations. Yeah. One thing that does strike me, Cormac, is that we have similar rules and expectations about driver behaviour. We don't let people drive until they're 17, and everyone seems to stick with that rule.
Yeah.
But with regard to drinking, part of the problem is that parents don't take the expectations seriously enough. So I suppose that's part of what we're doing today, is reminding parents that it's a good idea to have this expectation. Yes, many, many young people will fall short of it, but it's good for us as adults to know what we're aiming to do anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say we have laws around driving and so on. We have laws around drinking as well. You can't take an alcoholic drink until you're 18, but we have laws around using the phone while driving, and that's flouted by an awful lot of people in the country as well. In a way, this is almost like a parenting slot, Bobby, but you're the adolescent addiction psychiatrist with the HSE, and it's a parenting slot in a way with a really clear-cut message based on science that it's not safe to give a child alcohol in any way. There's no good side, you say, at all, but then it's part of our culture on special occasions and so on to inculcate drink and alcoholic drink into a child's life. What do you say when you see that in a pub or whatever?
I suppose the other piece of the advice, apart from the rules and expectations about what our sons and daughters do, is about, I suppose, how we behave ourselves, particularly in front of our children. And it is, I suppose, about doing our best to drink in a low-risk manner, and to model low-risk drinking when we do drink, and to demonstrate to our sons and daughters that we're treating it with respect, and it's not something that we turn to when we're stressed or having a bad day, because we don't want them to use alcohol in that way when they do reach the point when they start drinking.
Can I read you some of the texts we've got to 51551? You can text WhatsApp as well, 0870 32 32 32. This listener says, I work in healthcare and I'm very aware that kids who start to drink at 14 or 15 have a far higher risk of developing alcohol dependency later in life. We're really clear with our teens, no drinking until well after 17. It's the only major red line for us, and we stand by it, says the listener. It's a no to house parties and a yes to going to the pub, but they're not allowed to drink. I know many families like ours, we're often told our kids will rebel. We have great relationships with our teens. Yes, they give out, but they have great social lives and a wide circle of friends. It's possible to delay drinking. Our oldest started drinking at 17 and a half. The fact we debate drinking earlier than that is madness. An awful lot of people are saying, we've discussed this, Bobby, on the programme as well, that younger people now in late teens, early 20s are more interested in social circles without drink. Is that a phenomenon you've noticed?
It's obviously not one I see in my clinical practice, because I deal with the teenagers, I suppose, who run into problems. But there's definitely, again, evidence, Cormac, that is the case. There's more young people who are sort of turning their back on that historical, stereotypical Irish drunken culture, I suppose. And that's good news from a health perspective. I think young people, many of them, have picked up the message that this is something, even as an adult, that needs to be treated with a lot of respect, and there's many advantages to just stepping away from that culture that used to be so common in Ireland.
I think even if they don't want to hear it, some people, I think that your message on not drinking or delaying it, alcoholic drinks for as long as possible, that people will accept that. People might question your next message a little bit more, because you're advising parents not to offer zero alcohol drinks to children as well as an alternative. Why is that, Bobby?
I suppose, you know, we want them to offer drinks that don't contain alcohol, but not ones that look like alcohol or beer brands, I suppose. You know, first of all, the evidence, or there's certainly some evidence to suggest that young people who are given those drinks at a young age are actually then more likely just to switch to drinking the same product that does contain the alcohol. And partly what it takes me back to, I'm in my 50s now, but I remember back, you know, in the 70s, those little cigarette sweets, those little pack of sweets you could buy that was designed to look like cigarettes. Mm-hmm. And I suppose the truth is we don't want to model or don't want to excessively normalize just that move into drinking at that young age. So again, there's no real upside to it. You know, give them something that doesn't look like a bottle of beer.
Okay. Oh, and anything but those drinks then, is it? Like a mineral or a water or a tea or a coffee? Is that what we're advising kids now?
Certainly, again, to avoid the temptation of thinking, well, you know, I'll give them one of these low alcohol drinks, because they tend to be very low alcohol as opposed to no alcohol. But they also just look like and taste like beer. And again, there's no real upside for normalizing that at that under 18 age.
Another text to 51551. I come from a large family of pioneers. They're almost history now, says this listener. We grew up with my father telling us drink was not necessary at all for a good social life, and those that needed a cigarette showed a sign of weakness. Today's world doesn't like those old-fashioned messages. I'm in my 60s now with adult children, and my children take alcohol in moderation. My husband and I don't drink, so there was never a few cans in the fridge or a few jars at the weekend. We told our sons that if they didn't drink until they were 21, we'd get them a small second-hand car. They shared this reason with their friends. We got all our kids through the awkward years without alcohol. So far, they seem to be able to enjoy life and drink in moderation. We also said no alcohol until 18 anyway. Example is a biggie. I'm sure we have lots of weaknesses as parents, but I'm happy with how we handle the alcohol one, says a Westmeath parent. Can I ask you finally before I let you go, Bobby? And it's that that was mentioned in that text there, the ability to do a social setting without alcohol. Is that fundamentally the problem, I wonder, in an Irish context, that people find it awkward to have, you know, a gathering with friends or colleagues without alcohol involved as well?
Yeah, I really think that is a challenge, I suppose, across our society, including for, again, the adult age range. We struggle to imagine any sort of social event without alcohol. But perhaps this younger generation, you know, a growing minority of them are beginning to discover that it is possible to have a social life without alcohol. But, you know, we definitely need to increase social settings, I suppose, where alcohol is not front and centre of the socialising.
Well, the running people early on a Saturday morning or a Sunday morning, the running groups of 20-somethings certainly seem to be leading the way in that charge. But isn't it funny, as a nation of talkers and a nation of partygoers as such, that we can't seem to be able to do it without alcohol? Anyway, 51551. Bobby Smith, adolescent addiction psychiatrist with the HSE, thank you very much indeed. And European Awareness Week on alcohol-related harm, the HSE is highlighting the essential role parents play in shaping young people's perspectives and decisions around alcohol. And for more information and guidance, parents can visit hse.ie/alcohol or call the HSE Drugs and Alcohol Helpline at 1-800-459-459 for confidential support.